This is KUT. If you're putting together so-called welcome kits for Texans affected by Hurricane Harvey, you might include everyday items like pillows, soap, and a comb. But there might be something missing from the kit that you might not be considering. KUT's Dalia Jones tells us more.
You may have seen this instructional welcome kit video from Austin Mayor Steve Adler recently.
The Austin Disaster Relief Network needs our help. They need 6,000 welcome kits.
And this was the mayor on Saturday.
You know, the basket that I packed is a basket that was going to be absolutely the perfect basket for lots of people. But it was not going to be the perfect basket for a lot of people, too.
Adler and many others making donations didn't forget toothpaste or deodorant. It was a few other products. Personal hygiene products specific to black skin and hair.
My niece who has very kinky hair, if I open the care pack and there's some natural hair product in there, I'm probably going to be in tears because that's what I need.
Austin native Mona Allen is one of the 50 plus people who volunteered at Operation Warm Welcome. The event was hosted at the Greater Austin Black Chamber offices over the weekend. The organizations running it made a point to collect essential items, including black hair moisturizer, shampoo, conditioner, and lotions. Even Shea Moisture, which is a natural hair and skincare line with close ties to the black community, made donations.
The whole point is to make sure that if there are people of color in need, their needs are reflected in what it is that we're doing.
Gregory Gibson Jr. is the president of Austin's chapter of National Black MBA Association, one of the groups that organized the event. He says some of those needs include everyday products like leave-in conditioners, natural oils, and bristle brushes. Afro-textured hair is more susceptible to damage and breakage because of its kinkier and curlier texture.
I hope that we provide some level of comfort in an extremely uncomfortable circumstance.
Many of the evacuees arriving in Austin are coming from places like Houston, which has a 24% black population, and Beaumont, which has a 47% black population. Allen says considering unique hair and skin type needs may help many of the black children transitioning into new school districts and black parents looking to piece their lives back together.
It speaks to our value. It speaks to helping us to walk into a place feeling confident that I can start over.
And for those packing kits in the future, Mayor Adler has some advice.
To be a lot more sensitive than I was when I was putting together my kit. I think that, you know, the whole issue of cultural sensitivity is something that as a city we are focused on.
Dalia Jones, KUT News.